This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For the third time in 6 months, the University of South Florida Business School is changing its name thanks to a multi-million dollar donation. This time, it's the USF Mumma College of Business's School of Accountancy, which is now named after a USF graduate who recently gave $10 million to the school. System President Judy Genshaft announced the change at a ceremony 2 weeks ago.
The Board of Trustees voted unanimously to honor her commitment by naming the USF School of Accountancy after our dear and wonderful friend, Lynn Pippinger. Lynn, please join us on stage.
Pippinger comes from a family of accountants and bookkeepers. One ancestor was the first auditor, county clerk, and justice of the peace for Cuyahoga County, Ohio, home to the then rural town of Cleveland. She took a job in 1969 as a payroll clerk for a small St. Petersburg brokerage firm known as Raymond James. Company chairman Thomas James said that Pippinger quickly climbed the ranks of his family's firm, even having the foresight to bring in the company's first computer.
You know, that had about a thousandth of the capacity of your smartphone. But what it significantly indicated was that we could automate our businesses and processes to be competitive with firms outside the area.
While working full-time at Raymond James, Pippinger was in night classes at St. Pete College and USF St. Petersburg. She says it took her most of 16 years to get her undergraduate degree, but a lot less time to receive her executive MBA at USF's Tampa campus in 1988. Her hard work paid off in two ways. She eventually became Raymond James' chief financial officer and treasurer before retiring in 2012 as senior vice president. At the same time, she was amassing a healthy nest egg from a company that was growing into an international investment power with over $1 billion in annual revenue.
Like a lot of small, unheard-of companies in the early days, as part of my compensation was paid in RJ stock. Not a bad deal in hindsight, but not so sure then. And this continued, right?
Pippinger's gift will help the School of Accountancy do a number of things. School Director Uday Murthy says that one initiative is called Certifying for Success.
With this initiative, we are going to be helping our students succeed on certification exams, the most prominent of which is the CPA, the Certified Public Accountant. But there are other certifications as well, which we believe that the students can benefit from, such as the Certified Management Accountant, the Certified Internal Auditor.
A second initiative focuses on helping students prepare for careers.
And this has to do with a variety of career development initiatives, such as resume workshops, interviewing workshops, workshops to build their communication skills, helping students land internships with local Tampa Bay area companies.
And Dean Moaz Lamayam says gifts like Pippinger's and last year's $25 million donation from Tampa philanthropists Pam and Les Mumma will help his college reach a goal that he's been aiming for since joining the school 3 years ago.
I think this will get us even closer to our dream to have every student admitted at the Mumma College of Business have a great job at graduation, a job in the area we train them in, and with a competitive salary.
Pippinger's gift brings her total donations to USF to over $22 million. In addition, the school is believed to be the first school of accountancy anywhere in the world named solely after a woman. But don't call Lynn Pippinger a role model for women in the industry.
Women have been accountants for a long time, and I think some of our best ones are women. They're more detail-oriented than some of the guys.
And looking back,
did you think when you were going here that maybe one day you'd have your name on the School of Accountancy?
No. But it's a good place for it. That's what I basically did most of my life was accounting.
To see video from the ceremony or for more information about the Lynn Pippinger School of Accountancy, check out our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.